Jekka News, you need to know now.
It's a fine and cool start to the week, warm in the low veld. Expect morning fog patches over the southwestern bushveld areas of Limpopo and windy conditions in the northwest. Pretoria up to 22, Joburg, Polokwane and Rustenburg 21, Mbombela 25 and Emalahleni up to 19 degrees.
Queuing traffic in Boksburg due to a collision on the N12 westbound near Atlas Road.
The DA has criticised President Cyril Ramaphosa of not showing bold and firm leadership against the police minister. Ramaphosa has placed Police Minister Senzo Mchunu on special leave, while a judicial commission of inquiry will investigate the damning allegations against the minister and other law agencies. But the DA says this commission should not become just another years-long process to buy time and avoid accountability. And while we are speaking all things artificial intelligence this morning, Tesla will give its shareholders the option to invest in artificial intelligence startup XAI. Billionaire Elon Musk owns both these companies, and he said on his social media platform X that the shareholders will vote on the matter. According to the Wall Street Journal, another company controlled by Musk, SpaceX, will invest $2 billion into XAI. The startup developed the generative AI assistant Grok and is hoping to catch up with its major generative AI competitors, that's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. I'm Khadija D'Souza, more news coming at 8.
The sport is brought to you by Mzansi Bet, ready, set, bet.
We're out here at the Mzansi Bet Fan Parade. Here's to Spoon for backing the boys to their 10th straight win. It's Sarah who went all in on an innings win. It doesn't matter who you are or how you bet. Together, we are Mzansi. Bet 100 Rand and get a 100 Rand bonus bet on MzansiBet.com. T's and C's apply. MzansiBet is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Responsible Gambling Program. 0800 006 008. WhatsApp help 076 675 0710.
It was a really busy weekend of sport, particularly on the rugby front, and more coming today. The Junior Springboks largely sticking with the team that beat Australia and England for tonight's World Rugby Under 20 Championship semi-final. It's against Argentina in Viadana, Italy. The Junior Box crashed Scotland 73-14 in Calvisano on Wednesday to book their place in the last four. They also had beaten Argentina in the Sanza Under 20 Rugby Championship back in May. Kickoff is at 8:30. I did mention a ton of other international results. Another two or three results for you tonight. This past weekend, New Zealand crushing an understrength France team in the second test in Wellington on Saturday, scoring six tries to clinch the three-match series. They bounced back from that nervous win in the first test in Dunedin. Dokozo Makaza scored two tries to help the Cheetahs beat Georgia and Bloom on Friday night. We've been speaking about him because that UCT winger was part of the recently extended a Springbok squad, making a memorable debut in a match that celebrated Free State Rugby Union's 130th anniversary with a 24-20 win. Banyana Banyana go into their final Group C match against Mali at the Women's Africa Cup of Nations tonight. Knowing that their title defense could hinge on the result, they currently top of the group on goal difference, level on points with Mali, still needing to secure a place in the quarters. There were two results yesterday from the Africa Cup of Nations. Tunisia going down 2-1 to Botswana, and Nigeria playing out a goalless draw against Algeria. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jekka Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.